Trade between New York and the Canadian province of Quebec is crucial to the Empire State. For example, Quebec exports more than $6 billion in goods to New York, and in Clinton County alone, more than 180 Quebec-based companies have a presence. Quebec Delegate General in New York, Jean-Claude Lauzon, the province's top diplomat in the United States, recently visited some of the Quebec-based businesses operating in the Plattsburgh area and met with regional officials. Lauzon also spent some time discussing the impacts of federally imposed tariffs and NAFTA renegotiations on cross-border trade.
The tariffs, we try to understand why the administration imposed those tariffs. And those tariffs are based on the fact that some countries in the world, and you can appreciate who they are basically dumping their overcapacity to United States and Canada, not only to United States, but to our country as well. So we're facing the same problem. And we don't think that by imposing tariffs on Canada, which is your biggest ally in the world, will resolve the issue with those other countries. We understand the national security issue. We don't think we are a threat to the United States. In fact, we're fighting wars together as we speak. Somehow the administration didn't want to hear that initially, and they imposed tariffs on Canada of 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum. This is, at the end of the day, going to impact the American consumer and, of course, the Canadian consumer, because someone will have to pay for those tariffs. And I visited this morning Bombardier and Nova Bus, and there are some parts that are moving across the border every day, every week. And now if they're steel or aluminum, they get tariff when they go out and when they come back, preventing the fact that the tariffs could eventually stay forever. The government of Canada is trying to find a way to help its Canadian industry. There is no law at the moment. There is no real program, but it's being discussed. To us, the best way would be just to get rid of those tariffs for Canada, exempt Canada. Why in the world would you impose tariffs on a friendly ally with whom you've been doing business for 400 years?
There was a recent conference in Vermont with the New England governors and Eastern Canadian premiers. Quebec Premier Philippe Couillard mentioned that some business interests are beginning to consider that if the tariffs end up being long-term, they might change the supply chain from north-south to east-west. If that occurs, what would happen to Quebec and New York's relationship?
For New York State, Canada is the number one client. You sell more to Canada than you sell to the UK, France, Germany, and Japan combined. As a state. For Canada, New York State is the number one client by far. And for Quebec, even more. There are 16,000 companies in Quebec that do business in the U.S. The other thing, the NAFTA deal with Canada has created something around 9 million jobs in the U.S. in the last 25 years. And the deal with Mexico has created another 5 million jobs. We're talking 14 million jobs, high-paying jobs, in America alone. I'm not talking Canada and Mexico, because it has created jobs there as well. We understand why the administration wants a better, a fairer and a better deal. We also understand the fact that the internet and all those things didn't exist when NAFTA was being designed. So we understand that, and we are at the table to discuss those things. But at the same time, imposing tariffs on Canada, in our estimation, is the wrong way to go, and it will not create wealth in the U.S. nor in Canada.
How long before both countries and the province of Quebec really begin to feel the economic negatives from both the tariffs and any delay in the NAFTA renegotiations?
It's happening now. When you create uncertainty, you stop investing. You just wait and see. We don't see it because the economy is booming at the moment, but the moment the economy will operate in a different way, we will see the impact of that. It's like water when it goes down. All of a sudden, you see the rocks and everything. At the moment, the water is very high, so everything is beautiful and smooth. But we don't think it's a good idea to be creating that kind of hurdle in the future, which will have negative impact on both sides of the border.
An extended conversation with Quebec Delegate General in New York, Jean-Claude Lauzon, is at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.